Get ready. This is a spooky one because I got 11 trivia questions for you on American Horror Story from Marissa Cuthbertson. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of this show because it comes out every single day. So glad you're on board. So glad you maybe searched the word trivia and clicked on my face and said, what's this guy about? And decided to give it a listen. We're going to jump into some great trivia questions on American Horror Story, all the different seasons, about 11 of those from Marissa Cuthbertson, a loyal Patreon subscriber, in just a minute. But I wanted to touch on some fun pop culture news today. 9999, 20 years ago, the Sega Dreamcast came out. Happy 20th anniversary to the Dreamcast. I was just reading this tweet from Sega. It says, 20 years ago, the Sega Dreamcast launched in North America with games like Crazy Taxi, love that, Jet Set Radio, and Shenmue. It's considered well ahead of its time. Peter Moore, former Sega and American president during the system's launch, reminisced about the Dreamcast on its anniversary, and then there was a nice long interview. And then the thing under that says, TV star Melissa Joan Hart plays Sonic Adventure at Hollywood Video's launch party for the Sega Dreamcast, which hit North America on this date 20 years ago. That's such a retro sentence. Just a whole altogether nostalgic post. Melissa Joan Hart plays Sonic Adventure at Hollywood Video for the Sega Dreamcast 20 years ago. Very, very fun little tweets. So go check that out if you're a Sega fan, if you're a Dreamcast fan. Ooh, here's another thing. It says Toys R Us ad, and it says Sega Dreamcast, the most powerful game system on the planet. Trade up and save $100. It's $199 for the system, but you could trade in some old systems and get $100 off. So it was only $100, which seems kind of low in today's standards. The games are Sonic Adventure, Ready to Rumble Boxing, Soul Calibur something, and NFL something, 2K maybe, and they're all $46.99. So just putting that in perspective for you, 20 years ago for the Dreamcast. If you miss it, if you loved it, I was never a Dreamcast person, but I did enjoy playing it at friends' houses. I think my friend Mike Brady had one, and I remember holding that controller in my hand for the first time, and I'm like, what the hell is this? It's like a circle, you know? It's weird. But there you go. We're going to jump into some fun stuff here, guys. This is a episode all about American Horror Story. I know that has nothing to do with Sega Dreamcast, but I wanted to read that to you. And if you have certain rounds that you want to write, maybe you want to get in on some of the fun like Marissa does. I think she gets a kick out of writing these questions. And if you are into that kind of thing, feel free to send me some trivia. You can send them anytime to ryanbuds@gmail.com. And it looks like, according to our Patreon spreadsheet, that we had this topic for, let me see, who had American Horror Story? We have American Dad in here. We have Animal House. I actually don't see American Horror Story unless I'm just totally missing it. But if you requested American Horror Story, we're doing it for you today. Okay, so enjoy this episode. We've got 11 questions, and you'll just write them down or yell them out. However you want to use this podcast, use it up. Here we go. All right, 11 questions on American Horror Story. I watched the first four seasons of this, and then I kind of tapered off. Is that the redder? That's the better word. But I'm excited for that new 1984 slasher trailer. I watched that a few times. I'm like, this looks pretty cool. So excited for that. Hopefully it's good. Here we go. Question number one. The Hotel Cortez was based on an actual serial killer's hotel in what city? Question number one. The Hotel Cortez was based on an actual serial killer's hotel in what city? Number one. Question number two. Pepper appears in Freak Show and what other season of the show? You could say the number or you could say the genre of that season. Number two. Pepper appears in Freak Show and what other season? Number three. What is the name of the clown in the Freak Show season and a comic book Ozzy reads in Cult? Number three. What's the name of the clown in Freak Show and a comic book Ozzy reads in the Cult season? Question number four. True or false, Madame LaLaurie in Coven was based on an actual person. Is that true or false? Madame LaLaurie in Coven is based on an actual person. True or false? Question number five, what style did AHS use for the Roanoke season? What was the style of filming for the American Horror Story Roanoke season? Number five. Question number six, premiering on September 19th, 2019, 1984, will be what season number? What is the upcoming season number? Question number seven, what song is played over and over in The Asylum? Number seven, that's a great question. What song is played over and over again in The Asylum scene, or the season, The Asylum season? Question number eight, what is the nickname of Kathy Bates's character in Roanoke? Number eight, what's the nickname of Kathy Bates's character in Roanoke? Question number nine, in Cult, Allie had chlorophobia. What is chlorophobia the fear of? And question number 10, the Harmon family move to the murder house from what other city? Question number 10, the Harmon family move from what city to the murder house? Your bonus question for 2 points. Name two out of three singers who have appeared on American Horror Story. Name two out of three possible singers who have appeared on AHS. Those are your questions from Marissa. Thank you, Marissa, and we'll be right back with those answers. All right, back with the answers to some spooky stuff here. American Horror Story trivia from Marissa Cuthbertson. Number one, the Hotel Cortez was based on an actual serial killer's hotel in what city? That would be Chicago. I believe that's the dude that Leonardo DiCaprio is supposed to play in a Scorsese movie, if I'm not mistaken. If that was the Hotel Cortez, or maybe I'm thinking of something totally different. Number two, Pepper appears in Freak Show and what other season? She's in Asylum. She's on the Freak Show season and she's in Asylum. Never thought about that. Number three, what is the name of the clown in Freak Show and a comic book Ozzie reads in the cult season? Twisty the Clown. Twisty the Clown. Number four, true or false, Madame LaLaurie in Coven is based on an actual person. That is true. True for the Coven season question. Number five, what style did AHS use for the Roanoke season? They're looking for documentary / reality style. So it kind of follows them around. Kind of like The Office, if it was very murderous. Number six, premiering on September 19th, 2019. The 1984 season will be what season number? Holy cow, season number nine. They've done nine seasons of this show. Almost a decade of American Horror Story. Pretty cool. Number seven, what song played over and over again in The Asylum? The name of that song is Dominique. Dominique, which is a very tough question. Number eight, what is Kathy Bates' character's nickname in Roanoke? She is the Butcher. The Butcher, and she probably played that part well because of her experience in Misery, being sort of a butcher. Number nine, in Cult, Allie had chlorophobia. What is chlorophobia? The fear of clowns. Fear of clowns. Don't go see the new It if you have chlorophobia. And number 10, the Harmon family moved to the murder house from what city? That would be the East Coast city of Boston, Massachusetts. Boston. Your bonus question, name two out of three singers who have appeared on the show. Marissa said it was Lady Gaga, Adam Levine, and Stevie Nicks. So if you got two out of three of those, nice job. And if we missed any singers that somehow have showed up on the show, let me know. I'd like to know if there are some more, maybe that we just don't know about. Or I just forgot about. So you can write in if you have some more singers that have appeared on the show. Guys, that is today's episode. And now it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What sport is the movie Million Dollar Baby about? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Chris Hemsworth, older than Liam, who just broke up with Miley. Trivia team name of the day is Back That Trash Up. If you have a trash truck, garbage truck, you could put on that song, Back That Trash Up. Funky Monkey Designs, you can find them at fmdesignsinc.com. And if you like winning real money, check out Skilly World at skillyworld.com. It's a brand new app. First game is free, and you can win money playing true-false trivia, just like HQ, but the prize pools are bigger, and not everybody knows about it yet, so you have a better chance of winning. Go to skillyworld.com. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.